Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Ooh.
messy Friday night. It's a messy Friday night. Ooh. Ooh. It's Friday. Be original, bitch. I hope it's not echoing. Okay, don't you do it. Be original, bitch. Ooh. Ooh. All right. Well, hello, it's Friday. I actually love the way that thumbnail looked. I actually loved, you know what? I've gotten to the point where I'm just going to own that this is a messy channel. You know, some people said that I'm not classy. Some people said that we're not raunchy, but at least our set looks good. And we can be messy and we can be raunchy. I've been a messy bitch all my life. So why stop now? I've been a gossiping queen forever. Why not make it a career? Damn it. I've never seen that many of you. And let me tell you something. I have about 60-something thousand messy motherfuckers on here, too, because y'all come for the mess. We're 2 minutes in, and we got half of what we had on that last live in 30 minutes. We're 2 minutes in, and we almost got 300 people on here. Okay. What's in this cup tonight is tequila. Okay. It's a messy situation. Now, we're going to be messy with class. Any shout-outs for any other channels or anything like that? Any, like, disrespectfully, you're just getting hung up on. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Because, you know, you can do it tactfully. Okay? And we're definitely not talking about last week's news. Like, we're over that, okay? We're over the oppression stage. All right, so let's get into my first call because we got some things to talk about. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, girl. So you called in. Now, you said you had some tea for me.
Yes, I do. And I just heard your statement. You said I can't talk about the people on other channels, but it's regarding two people specifically that I need to address publicly, because they want to do things behind the scenes.
No. You needed to let me know what two people this was. What two people? Who are we? Hold on. Let me mute this. And so, what two people are you talking about?
I'm talking about Latasha Kibbe, and I'm talking about her assistant Storm.
No, we're not. We will only address Tasha K. Okay, so what did you have to say?
Okay. First of all, Tasha, when I talked to Armand last week.
Oh, it was never muted.
Oh, it wasn't muted.
Go ahead. Yes.
Armand, can I cuss?
No. But go ahead. Give me the tea.
Let me tell you something, Tasha. I was trying to be nice to you. I didn't even break down all the stuff I knew about you because I wasn't trying to be that dirty. But the stuff you didn't pull over the past few days, girl, I'm going to let everything out. Because I was trying to be nice to you for the sake of you are a wife, you are a mother, and you're a black woman. I was trying to lay down, but since you want to call me a ghetto ratchet ass faggot, I'm going to let all your stuff be known.
Hold on. So are you saying that Tasha K contacted you?
Oh, she did more than contacted me. I had to move today. I moved into a new apartment complex. today. She did more than contact me. She sent her goons after me and my cousin, after me and her cousin, which is my friend, the one that she owes $7,500 of unpaid wages for.
Girl, I don't believe that. Where's the receipt on that? Email, DM me. You had to literally, there's no way you can move into an apartment in less than 24 hours.
Let me tell you something. I moved today. My house is packed up in boxes. I moved. I broke my lease. I paid $1,200 to break my lease. This is a real situation, a real situation. Tasha K, let me tell you something, girl. This is Trey speaking to you. You know me. We hung out. We went out. We talked on the phone. I met you through your cousin, which is my friend. I was trying to be nice to you. I was trying to keep it respectful. I didn't let people know you had a cocaine problem. I didn't let people know that you was letting niggas in and out of your house when you and your husband almost got divorced. I didn't let people know how you were so strung out. You almost lost your daughter to CPS, bitch.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. Whoa! Whoa, 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 whoa. This is all alleged, but I'm not going to sit here and hold you and pretend that I don't hear the conviction in this man's voice. I mean, if this motherfucker is lying, this is a good-ass liar, because this sounds a little bit believable. Like, I'm a little stirred in my spirit. Hold on. So what's basically happening for the people that, and I've gotten several texts and emails, you know, in different areas, and, you know, people like, you know, it's a lot going on, like, you know, Tasha Kane is just going, you know, whatever. And so he said that he had some tea to spill. Oh, don't you start that, Mimi. I got on my sweat. Come on. Don't do that. You know what happened last time. Hold on. Hold on. So this is basically him telling her. He's basically saying that Tasha K caused him to move. Now, I don't know how true this is. This is the same caller that exposed all of this information. Now, we're going to talk about this because a lot of you guys feel as though that it's lies. Now, Tasha K has since addressed it. She has addressed it on her Facebook, her Instagram page. Even though that she doesn't watch us, she doesn't address it. She even took an old picture of her and her husband and posted it on her Instagram and her community tab. And tried to address it. And she also addressed the fact that I said that she doesn't get invited anywhere. So she finally posted a picture of her getting invited to a movie premiere. So shout out to you, Tasha K, for doing that. However, he's saying that she sent some goons after her to attack her and called him a fag. Now, Trey, I'm going to let you back on the line, but you have to say it in a way. Because a lot of people had a lot of questions. There was hundreds of videos made about this, and I'm saying there was a lot of videos. There'll probably be a lot of videos made after this because we are one of the greatest channels here on YouTube. Okay? And so you're saying, you know, and a lot of people actually blamed me for having you on the platform. They said that we scheduled this. They said that I called you. They said that I helped you make this lie up against Tasha K, which I never did. I want to let everybody understand the only reason that this conversation even came up is because we were talking about the lawsuit with Cardi B and Tasha K. And I said I had heard on the back end that she moved from her home because she was trying to avoid the process server. And we were talking about how she put in the lawsuit how she had to move against, that she has against Cardi B. Tasha K said that she had to move from her home because she was being bullied and harassed and was receiving death threats. Then he called in and said, no, that's not why she had to move. That was a lie. She had to move because allegedly her home was already going into foreclosure. And then I had got a message from someone else, a third party, and confirmed that he in fact was telling the truth. There was a foreclosure happening, and she conveniently used that to manipulate the judge or the situation with the lawsuit to her advantage. She used that to her advantage. So that's where it came from. We never came here to, you know, bash Cardi B. But again, some of you guys are only going to hear and comprehend what you want. So everything I just said, because it makes sense, and you guys probably don't want to hear it logically, a lot of you guys will extract all of this when you go do your video commentary and pretend that I never said this. Okay? Now, let me bring him back. Also, they said that on this same live, I super chatted myself $500. I'm not going to keep addressing that because that's just, I can't super chat myself in the middle of a headstand. But let's move on. 217-1703. Now, Trey, you have to keep it together, okay? You cannot go off or I cannot have you talk. So we have 800 and something people in the chat right now. So are you telling me that Tasha K allegedly sent people to attack you?
Armand, today has been the worst day of my life. This is a nightmare. It is not funny. This is not a joke. I had to pay $1,200 to break my lease. I had to call my family to help me come pack my stuff. This woman is evil. Y'all Tasha K fans, y'all don't know the real her. Y'all don't know her. I know her. This woman has came to my home. She's ate at my dinner table. She's drank out of my cup. We went out. I've been around her, her husband, her child. I've been around her husband's family. I met her through my friend, which is her first cousin, who was her former assistant. This woman owes my friend $7,500. This woman is upset because I am speaking for my friend. I know my friend for 14 years. We are real friends. We're not no fake ass, shitty ass friends. We're real. He has my back. I have his back. Tasha, you was found. This man, well, you didn't even have enough money. Well, you didn't have enough money to pay your card note. Your cousin gave you money. Okay? Now, I'm going to break it down for the people who want to make videos on YouTube about the commentary. First of all, Armand and I do not know each other personally. Let's get that straight. We don't know each other personally. This was not planned. I am speaking on behalf of my best friend of 14 years, who is Tasha K's first cousin by blood, who is her former assistant, who she has done wrong. This woman is foul. I don't have to lie about this. Okay, let's be very clear. Now, what I said for the people who want to make stupid comments and make stupid little videos going off of Armand's commentary, let's be very clear. What I said was, and I'm going to break it down, this is Tasha K's third house. Tasha K has had three houses. The first house she got, she lost it. It got repossessed. It messed her credit up. When she called herself bouncing back, she got a second house. And she put it in her mother-in-law's name because she couldn't get it in her name because her credit was messed up from the repossession. And she couldn't get it in her husband's name because he didn't have a job. And then she's so freaking retarded, she wasn't out of the clear. They lost that house. And they messed up her mother-in-law's credit. Then she got a CPN number, which is a certified private number. Okay? And for the people saying it's not illegal to have a CPN number, yes, it is. Do your research, you dumb idiot. In the state of Georgia, it is illegal to use a certified private number as a substitute for credit. Let's be very clear. Do your research. It's called Google, idiot. That's how she got this house she's in now. She did not move because she was scared for her life. She did not move because of Cardi B BS. She moved because the bitch house was foreclosed for a second time. And they're saying, oh, we can't find the records. You idiot. You can find the records. 2006 is her first house when it was repoed, you dummy. The second house is in her mother-in-law's name. This house is in her name, and she got that for a CPN number, you dummy. So don't be making a little comment saying, oh, I'm lying. I'm doing this for clout when after the hell-ass day I had today. Y'all can lick my asshole for that. Let's be very clear. Hello?
Yes. So... Okay.
So let's be very clear. Tasha K, I'm going to air you out, you foul-looking goblin. I'm going to air you all the way out. First of all, for you to send people after your own blood, your flesh and blood cousin.
Hold on. Stop there. Let's stop there. What do you mean she sent people after you? What are you saying? What happened today?
It didn't happen today. This happened yesterday.
What
happened? I had to go down to the police station to make a report, okay? My apartment got broken into. It got broken into. My television was smashed. My table set was smashed. My furniture was cut with a butcher knife and bleached. My dogs was locked up in the freaking – I have two little small dogs. They were locked up in my laundry room, and there was bleach on the laundry room floor trying to suffocate
them.
Did
you have photos of this?
Yes, I did. And the police took pictures, and I took pictures. I cannot release the pictures because of legal issues, but there is photos. And if the Atlanta PD don't do anything about it, I will be releasing these photos. Let's be very clear. There's been a lot of pictures on my phone. The police got pictures. This is not a game. This is not a game. Okay?
So you can't give us any proof. Nothing. You can't give us anything.
What are you asking for? I can't give you any photos because I got the police involved. It's an investigation.
Okay.
It will mess. I can't do that.
So you definitely made a police report.
Yes, I did. It's a police report, yes.
Okay.
There is a police report. It was a lot of damage done today. A lot of damage.
A lot of people said they want the case number to the police report.
I'm not giving that out because it has my personal information on the case number. I'm sorry, people. The case number is connected to me. It has my information on it. I'm not stupid enough to give out my private information. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But this is not a joke. Tasha,
okay.
You mad because I call into Armand's show and I'm doing something that you do to other celebrities all the time? Girl, first of all, why are you mad at your cousin? You're the one that did your cousin wrong. When you needed money, he loaned it to you. You owe him $7,500. You claim that you got it. You claim that you ain't hurting for nothing, but you can't even pay your own cousin what he's due back. When you couldn't afford to pay your car note, he made it for you. But you want to tell your fans, oh, you brought your husband a new car. No, baby, you're making payments. Let's be very clear. You're making payments.
Mm-hmm.
You're making payments on your cars. You're making payments
on
your
house. So has she contacted you? Has she personally contacted you?
Oh, yeah, from block numbers. From block
and what
numbers.
Has she said? What has she said?
Oh, she cussed me. Oh, she cussed me out, honey. She called me every name in the book. Every name in the book. She said, "You can I say the word she said?"
No, no. You can say what it start with.
First of all, I don't answer block numbers. Let's be very clear. I never have because I knew it was going to be some BS, especially after the live conversation that we had. But I knew for a feeling it was her. So The first time she called, I did not answer. The second time she called, okay, I'm like, okay, this is somebody. I'm going to answer what's going on. So I recorded the phone call. The phone call is recorded. It's recorded. Let me tell you what she says during the phone call. You blank A, B. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever speak on my head. Don't you ever speak on my child. B, I will have you killed out in these mother effing streets. You don't know what the F is going on. You don't come between me and my family. My cousin is good. We're blessed. She was going in talking about, bitch, you know what the fuck you talking about. You ain't never sucked my husband's thing. You ain't do this. You ain't do that. F you, I whoop your A. And then I hear her husband in the background talking about, all right, I'm going to handle him. I'm going to handle him. You ain't going to handle nothing, nigga. You ain't going to handle nothing. You talking all this talk. You ain't going to handle nothing. You lucky. You know what? I was going to release the phone call. I was going to release a recorded phone call on your channel. However, the detective told me that it's illegal for me to do that. I can't do that. I just said in Illinois. I just said in Georgia, it's illegal to record someone without authorization.
Now, hold
on.
I
was going to give you.
Hold on. See, now this is where it's going to get tricky because Tasha K is the queen of recording phone calls. And she specifically said that it's legal to record phone calls in the state of Georgia. So if I look it up, well, you can let me hear the phone call privately because I can validate it for sure. I don't need, the 1,200 people here don't need to hear it, but I need to hear it to know that it's real because they're going to trust me if I tell them I heard this phone call. I have no reason to lie.
No, you don't.
I have no reason to lie.
Let me see.
Yeah, you know where to find me. I have no reason to lie. Let me hear the phone call. And if there is a phone call, I will most definitely let you know if that's her.
Ha.
Better yet, even if, she called you from a block number, because I was like, I have her number. You can send me her number and let me see if you even have the same number for her.
She called me from block because her number's been changed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Girl, Tasha, so this is all alleged. Juave Chavez, The Work, says, let's go to the horoscope station. I'm on. Well, we will go there a little bit later, and we're going to pray for everybody. But today, right now, we're going to get into some things. Okay, it's Friday night. We're getting messy. And Tasha K is livid at what has gone out. I know this could be for a fact.
Tasha K, I don't got, you know what? After today, Tasha, let me tell you something, baby girl. Let me tell you something, baby girl. Let me tell you something. Guess what, boo-boo? I'm coming for you, baby. I'm coming for you. Not only am I coming for you, but your cousin, your former assistant, is coming for you. We're coming for you, baby. I can tell you that much now. We're coming for you. All that little stuff you had done today, it ain't going to affect me, boo-boo, because I'm highly covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's be very clear. you want to talk about the gays this, the gays that, but you got a whole.
Do you have,
you know,
do you have
the
receipt for the $1,200 that the for the broken lease?
I'm
not going to post
what
it. Do you have the information for the broken lease? You can send it to me directly. I don't have to share that information, but I need something.
Actually, I can give you that information. I can send that to you on Instagram.
Yes, and you can also send me the phone call, too.
I'm not going to send you the phone call because what the detective told me, yet, as of now, I'm not going to send you the phone call, but I can send you the broken lease papers. I can do that.
No, okay, hold on. Georgia's wiretapping law is a one-party consent. Law for purposes of making audio recording of conversations, Georgia makes it a crime to secretly record a phone call or in-person conversation originate in any private place unless one party to the conversation consents. Okay, so you do have that right.
It's illegal. That's why I'm afraid to send the phone call because I don't want it to get leaked and then I get in and she comes for me because the detective told me if it gets leaked and she finds out it's leaked, she can press charges against me. I don't want to be in any legal trouble because I have a good job. Okay, I'm not playing this game that she likes to play. She likes to be all dangerous and BS and stuff. I'm not doing it. I know what the detectives told me today, and you just read on Google it's illegal.
It makes it a crime secretly to record a phone call or in-person conversation, originating in any private place unless hold on, let me reread that. Unless one party to the conversation consents. So it's not illegal. If one person to the party consents. So if she says, hey, listen, I'm recording this, then it's not illegal. Is what I'm getting.
I recorded the conversation, and I never told her I was recording. That's where it's illegal at. I never told her this is being recorded.
Girl,
she's
gonna piss me off.
Consented, I can share it. Yeah. But everything I said on this live and previous live is true. It's very, very true. And I wish you would let me give the tea on that other YouTuber who's staying in her house. But I know you don't want to talk about him for clout reasons.
Well, the only reason why I can't give you that tea because you didn't give me any. You said that he DM'd you, but you didn't send me any DMs of him sending you a message. And I know that he doesn't take live phone calls. So how would he tell you to call in?
You
want to
know how
you?
I can't send? You want to know why I can't send you the DM he sent me, Armand? Because, for one, he pressed unsend on the Instagram because it's no longer in my messages. And number two, he has me blocked now.
Okay.
I can't even go on his page. When I type in his name on Instagram, it doesn't come up. And when I went to my message history, the messages are unsent. He unsent them. You know you can do that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I should have screenshot it. Ooh, I'm so mad. Ooh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Let me put you on hold real quick. Let's take another call real quick. Cause hold on, because there's a lot of people saying that they're calling bullshit on this. Okay, let's see. 617-3225, you live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on? What you make of this whole situation?
Girl, I wanted to talk about Lil' Kim's flop-ass album, but this, girl, this is the tea. And I thought that you would do a lot, but I figured that you wait for the final numbers to come out next week. So I was like, okay, whatever. But girl, something about this, I'm not saying that the person on the other line is lying, but something... 1 + 1 does not equal 2 in this situation. Like, it's really like, it sounds like, because for me, and maybe because I'm just different, it sounds like if I had all this, like, stuff that people have done to me, I would have all the receipts. And now they're saying, now, you know, the person's saying, I was unsent, I was blocked. And it's just like, it could happen, but it's just like, how convenient, you know?
So or, you don't have one single receipt. You didn't think to screenshot and send that to me immediately. Like, you didn't send that to nobody.
Right. It's like, okay, how can, I'm not saying it's impossible, but, you know. And then, like, when she was like, when you were like, oh, can you send me the phone call? I'm like, I was talking to myself. I was like, she's silent now. She ain't got nothing to say. The phone call.
But I'm getting
text
messages from people saying, don't let him forget the fact that he needs to send the phone call.
Phone call, exactly. I'm not saying, one thing I will say, people, you know, I took an English class a couple years ago, and one thing I realized that there's difference between, they're like, I'm not saying they're lying, but they could definitely, like, either omitting stuff from the story or embellishing. And I feel like in this situation, the person is definitely embellishing. Because it's just like...
However, I do believe where there's smoke, there's fire.
Of course. No. I feel like there's something... I feel like something happened, of course. I think something happened. But when they first got on, it was, okay, F Tasha K, that's cool, whatever. And then when you put her on hold, them on hold, and then all of a sudden she was crying, and I was like, girl. Like, I'm not saying this is... It's like crying, and I wrote my lease, and my cousin, and it's my friend's cousin, and it's like... Is this, like, is this completely true? I'm not saying it's all fake, but is this 100% true? Because trust me, I believe if I was to come on your platform, honey, you have every receipt. There would be no send me this. You already have everything. And then we
and this
go
is
from
what's
there.
Very interesting. This is what's interesting. Tasha K, after that night, she tweeted trolled.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if she said that she sent someone to troll me. To then in turn promote her whack ass interview. However, I didn't watch it, so I don't know if it's whack or not. But I don't really, now I really don't watch her because I realize that she's really trash. So I don't know what's actually going on. But for me, this is entertainment. I don't know if any of this shit is true. However, I do know that
this
she's
definitely entertaining.
No, but I will
but
say
one thing I will say
for 100% true. One thing I can guarantee you. Is that she's motherfucking pressed. I know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah.
I know that for a fact. I know that for 100. Nobody, I know that for a fact. Bitch, you're pressed. Hey.
But
you're motherfucking mad, bitch.
Another thing, girl, another thing, when the person was like, oh, the detectives, and I'm like, detectives? Like, I'm not saying this isn't a crime, but girl, what? I don't know. It just seems like it's this real just, I feel like personally, I don't know if it's true. I feel like the person was literally making up the story as it happened. And that, I mean,
okay.
As they were talking to you. That's just how I personally feel. I don't know, but this is definitely entertaining. I'm not really a fan of, I'm really neutral with Tasha K. I mean, I'm subscribed to her, but I don't really watch a lot of her stuff because she disses a lot. Sometimes she's a lot for me. Either way, I have no dog in this fight at all. I'm just here for the tea. I was like, oh, girl, let me call in because I really wanted to talk about Miss Little Kim, honey. All them fake fans.
But we're
going to
get into
that
a little bit later, but we need to finish this up. But thank you, love. We're going to get back to that. Okay, so let me take another one real quick. Trey, you stay on the line. I'm coming back to you. I just needed to switch to energy real quick. 216-6160. I wanted to hear what everyone else has to say because they make these videos and then they blame me. But I'm giving you a place to speak because I know, here's the thing, guys. Here's the reason why I am giving Trey the opportunity. Because I'll tell you this one thing about Tasha K. The reason why her platform is so great, and I'll give her a compliment here, is because she's an excellent storyteller. She knows how to take this much of information and build a whole story which captivates you. And just look at her. She started in 2017, and she's literally grown to a mega platform just 2 years later. So if you're really a Tasha K fan, you know that she wasn't just getting those receipts. Tasha K has manipulated individuals by buying views, making up false sources. However, now she may have some legitimacy But in the beginning, if you're in the beginning stages, people ain't just gonna be giving you shit. Who is she? She don't have no look that somebody wanted, like, not to be rude, but she don't have no look where a person just wanting to bang her all day. She's married. She's not that attractive. Like, she's not that desirable. You get what I'm saying? So men are not just blowing her up. She's not just the most, you know, social butterfly. So you got to think about it. So she wasn't just getting information like that. She had to build herself to that point. She started with doing commentary. Then she would slip in little exclusives. You guys will buy into it. She would get a piece of a receipt, and she was sharp enough to understand how to expand on it. And then, I'm not even saying this just from the outside looking in, I was able to talk to her, and I realized how she manipulated me. And then I watched, when we fell out, how she manipulated the masses to persuade them to believe that I, for some reason, had to be jealous of a 37-year-old woman married with two kids when I am a gay black man. What reason would I need to be? And I'm younger than her. And we starting around the same time. So if anything, by the time I'm her age, I'm going to be on a whole nother level. There's no way I would be jealous of her. I don't even do what she does. So my thing is this. She was able to convince so many people that I was jealous of her, and to manipulate so many people into thinking that I did something wrong to her. So a piece of me, even though he doesn't have a receipt, I have to be like, I can't completely say what he's saying is not true, because I know how that feels when she does her thing and people won't believe you, because it happened to me. Because I know what I was telling y'all was the truth. And a lot of people didn't believe me. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying everything he's saying is true, because he's yet to provide me a receipt. However, I know how she did me. Hold on, I'm looking for something. Okay, 3016.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, so what do you make of this?
I think you have a very valid point with how Tasha has operated before. It is a little, I'm going to say it feels a little embellished, but it doesn't necessarily feel out completely out of pocket. So do I believe that there was some contact? Most definitely. I do believe that there was contact. I do believe that there was threat. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense in light of the fact that there's a whole lawsuit. There's money on the line here. There's money, mm-hmm. there's reputation. If this lawsuit is lost by her, then that's everything is gone. Everything
mm-hmm.
is gone that she's
mm-hmm.
built. So there's a lot to be lost. The phone call can be given out and played, or at least sent to you. It was perfectly legal for her to actually record that call, because Georgia is a one-party consent state, so
mm-hmm.
that was legal. Whether or not that could be admissible in court are two different things. There's
mm-hmm.
legal, and then there's admissible. So perhaps it can't be admissible in a police case and in a
mm-hmm.
court setting, but it's
mm-hmm.
legal for her to have done that, right, even though it would not necessarily be admissible.
Let me bring him on the
that.
Line with you, Lisa. Okay, so Trey, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Lisa and Trey.
Okay, so I want you to understand, hi there. I've dealt with narcissists completely in my life, so I know how this feels to be saying something and nobody believes you because it's like so outlandish, and the other
this
person
is just
can...
crazy to me, and she's on Twitter throwing fucking subliminal freaking shots right now. Like,
oh, she's on Twitter. This is what I'm saying. So the fact that she gets online when I speak, some of this is not a lie, people. But I'm not scared of her. So she can't throw no shots at me. I ain't scared of her.
So I can understand, again, why she would be so pressed.
Armand, look at her Twitter. Look what she just tweeted, Armand. She thinks this is funny. It's not funny. This is not funny. This is my life. I'm not in the entertainment. I'm not trying to be in the entertainment. I'm a fan of Armand. I called into his show a couple of times to give my opinion of topics. That's it. You know what I'm saying? I did my friend, which is her cousin, which was her former assistant, a favor for speaking on his behalf because she made him sign a non-disclosure agreement so he legally cannot talk. I'm defending my best friend of 14 years who's always had my back. When I first moved to Atlanta, I didn't have anywhere else to go. I was sleeping on his couch, okay? He was there for me more than my own family was. So for people in the comments thinking this is funny, it's a joke, it's not a joke because I worked hard for everything that I got. And to see my shit destroyed, to see I had to spend $1,200 just to move out of a fucking apartment that's not even worth living.
Tasha K
like,
is claiming that
joke.
She does not know you.
She can kiss
she
my motherfucking
she,
ass.
She
that
says she checked
know.
Some blogger. I don't know who she checked because she ain't checked me. So, bitch, you ain't checked me. I don't know who the fuck you checked, ho, but you ain't checked me, bitch.
Tasha K, you could kiss my ass, bitch. Fuck you, ho.
Okay. Hold on. Let me mute her. She ain't checked me. I don't know who the fuck she thinks she's talking to. But keep watching, bitch. I'm that girl. You keep fucking with me, girl. But here's the thing. I don't even know if it's true or not. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out if it's true or not, because it's not even personal. We're
right.
just getting into some things.
Right.
He said that he
right.
knows her. But I cannot be on the internet pushing these narratives about her, even though I don't like her, and I have no proof. Because my job, I don't do what she does. I'm not here to expose and to make up lies. So if there's some validity to this and there's some truth to this, then okay. But if this is just a bunch of bullshit, don't waste my time.
So my feeling on this is that, Trey, I mean, Armand's not going to put these pictures out. You know that that's not the kind of person that he is. To show him the pictures personally, I don't think there's an issue with that. If you have the police report already, you can redact your information from the police report. And your previous residence and all of that to show him the police report, because I think all of us would believe Armand has seen it and has verified it himself, the broken lease, whatever, but redact your information so that you're protected. But you have to understand his position too. He's a public figure. He has a public platform. So produce something to him because he right now is going out on a limb. He's sticking his neck out. And willingly, yes, but he still should get something in return for that. Something. That's how I feel about it. Like you could redact it and all of that. You know, y'all, let me tell you something. A narcissist, and I'm not saying I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a psychiatrist, so I cannot necessarily diagnose narcissistic personality disorder, but my own ex-husband now accused me of attempted murder, and I mm-hmm. spent some time locked up, and none of y'all know me, but I'm the most stand-up, I have the squeakiest clean, I'm not about that life. You know, if I really was going to do something like that, you wouldn't be able to tell it, but the point being is this, is that it got to that level. I was literally arrested. It got to that level. So people that have this type of these type of issues will go to great lengths, and they will make everybody think that you are crazy. And they will attempt to ruin your entire life and take everything from you if what they hold dear to them is being threatened. So Trey, if you could just send Armand those, just DM them to him. I know we can all trust that he's not going to put it out there you know, for the world to see. And
here's the thing. I listen. I don't want anybody, because what's happening is this gets backlashed on me. Then it's like, oh,
right.
And I haven't said anything. Then it goes to Armand put this stuff out. So that's why I'm like, okay, girl, but we're not going to keep putting this stuff out on this lady. And I don't have any receipts, because now it just looks like I'm just thirstfully dragging her.
Right.
And
right.
I don't give a fuck about that hoe that much.
Right. Right. You over here
Let's
doing your thing. It's
clear.
Not even about it. Right. So, you know, hey, like, just show him the receipts. And then it's all, then you've seen it. Then at least you've laid your own eyes on it, because you're putting yourself out here at this point. You know, this ain't even how you roll. You're not in this whole, you know, Black YouTube beef. This is not how you roll. So, and this is diverting you from what you were meant to do anyway. So you got to show some receipts at this point. Redact it. I know that you're in the legal profession, so you know exactly what I'm saying. Redact what you need to and send it to him so that he can see it.
Hold on, Lisa. Let me take this other caller real quick. You better not be wasting my time or I'm hanging up on you, because I don't usually do this. 870-1542, you live on the air.
Hey, I just want to know, like someone else said in the comments, do Trey got a picture of the poster because of Natasha K that he can send to you? Also, if a detective talked to you, then it's a case. How a detective going to tell you to do something when you haven't even went to court? You see what I'm saying? He's saying a detective told him this and that, but he hasn't even went to court, so how can a detective tell you anything?
Hello, Trey.
Okay, like I said before, caller, not you, Lisa, not you, because I get what you're coming from, and I'm going to do what you said. But to this caller on the phone, like I said before on the previous live, I'm not releasing his motherfucking information because she made him sign a non-disclosure agreement, dumbass. Now,
No. You said a detective told you not to. So what did a detective have to do with you?
The detective told me not to leak the phone call because it's illegal. I did not advise the bitch that I was recording the conversation. That's why. Because
so what's the point of you getting on? Okay, what's the point of you getting on here and telling him? So what was the point of you getting on here telling him that you could see him this and see him that and see him this? You still haven't even sent him the little release papers yet or whatever the fuck you said you was going to send him. You still haven't sent him that. So you really on here lying, wasting his time.
I'm going to send him the mother effing information, and he will verify to you all that this shit is true.
Okay, well, send it to him right now then.
Yeah. Get off the line,
well, right
bitch.
Now, like, stop fucking talking and send it to him since you so
shut
called
the
send
fuck
him something.
Up. Get the fuck
okay,
up.
Hold on. Now, we will wait for the receipt. We want the receipt because I'm not going to play these games. Send the receipt. Send the audio. Send the audio. I'm not going to play it out loud. I'm not going to play it here. I will go step away and play it. I know what she sounds like. We all know what she sounds like. I will go play that audio. Now I will let you know if that's her. Period. I don't have no reason to lie. I don't have no dog in the fight. I don't even like that hoe. Send the receipt. Because when the videos get made, they get made about me. Okay, hello? You're here. Lisa, we have you back. Now, go ahead.
At the end of the day, the receipts just need to be sent and let that be that.
Period. I'm refreshing as we speak. I'm refreshing my DMs as we speak.
Okay. All right. Because that's just what's got to happen. Because you've gone way too far out on a limb at this point. And you don't have time. We don't have time for you to, you know, get caught up in some mess that's not even yours.
Right.
You know, we don't have time for all that. So, she, you know, Trey's going to send a receipt, so that's good. Let it go.
So when will you be sending the receipt? Well, when will he be sending the receipt? Because, Lisa, now you know me. And I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm. I know. As far as releasing pictures, though, if it's been considered a crime scene, then I could see where a police officer or detective would say you cannot release these to the public. I could see that. That I could understand. But as far as the call thing, I mean, that Georgia state law is very clear. And there's enough bloggers, and folks that live in the ATL that consistently record. So, and play it. So
you
know.
She hung up. So she better not call back in here without no receipts, because I'm going to wear her ass out.
It is what it is. Let it be what it be.
Cause she's not gonna come in here and play no damn games over here.
No,
I don't
and receipts really that like the last caller said, the receipt should have been sent before the phone call was made.
Mm-hmm.
Before the phone call was made, receipts should have been sent at the same time. You can't come on and make these kind of accusations and allegations and not have anything to show for it.
Okay, hold on, Lisa. Stay here. Let me take a couple calls real quick.
Mm-hmm.
575-4. We're going to give them some time to get those receipts over. 575-4931. You're live on the air.
Hey, it's Travis Hill. I'm just like flabbergasted right now about the whole situation at hand. Okay, so my thing is, if you're trying to get yourself involved, not you, if you're trying to get yourself involved with bloggers, you know, beef, and the thing is, you talking about you doing something for your friend, I'm like, you should be minding the business that pays you, first of all. And then if you're putting out that kind of fire, you need to know how to put that thing, putting out fire, you need to know how to put it out. Because
right.
You can't be playing victim if you're out here speaking on her on a platform where people can listen and hear and all that kind of stuff, and then you can't not to expect for things to come back at you. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, if you knew that, you should have been prepared for this. You out here doing some stuff. You see what happened to me when I told you about the situation with you know who, and then
yeah.
came at me. But I was prepared for that. I didn't care. I really didn't
right.
care. So the thing is, with him, you can't be working hard. You can't be working hard. You'd be working smarter, especially with people down in the ATL, because they be doing some grimy, sneaky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be prepared for that. Period. Pooh. Okay? So with that being said, I don't know why he's sitting there crying. He need to figure out what he's going to do to protect himself. If those goons came to his house, he should have been strapped up or something, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I got a bat in the closet, and I got an M16 in the other closet. So
somebody to my house, she will gag. I will gag.
You come to my house,
you're
going to come with looking like Swiss cheese dealing with me.
Gag.
So my thing is, he should have been prepared for that. He should have been. So my thing is, even if it's true or not, he should have been prepared. That's all I had to say, and that's all I wanted to tell him. So I'm done with it.
All right. Thank you, love. Thank you, Travis.
No problem, boo.
Okay. 216-6160, you're live on the air. Not ready. Okay. 843-5874, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey.
I was just calling because I've watched Tasha K for a while, and I don't doubt that this caller, what he's saying, I don't doubt that Tasha's capable of that. Because I've watched her, especially because I was subscribed to Tasha, and I watched her, I loved her. And when I saw her go off the rails with Sweet Ma and that whole situation, she was totally off the rails. So I don't doubt him when he says that Tasha is capable of that. The only thing I doubt is that he's not willing to give you the receipt. Because
this is my issue. Here I am sticking my neck out there, and I'm giving you a platform where we got 1,500 people, 2,000 people, and people are going to judge me. I'm putting my face to this. At least give me something So I can say, hey, he's not lying, because guess who gets crucified? Guess who these people, when they go make their videos, they don't listen to the whole video. They just take what makes their videos get views. They just manipulate what actually happened here and turn it and push their own narrative. So then you see headlines, Armand jealous of Tasha K, Armand being very messy, Armand starting from, and I haven't said shit.
Right. Because see,
so if I'm going to be called messy, give me the receipt.
Right. That's all I'm saying is that, because I've seen you, Armand, I've seen you protect other people. And I have seen you say, I'm not going to say this name, I'm not going to do this. And I've seen you protect other people. So if he's got receipts, he can give them to you. And he can let you hear them and let you see them. And he should be able to know that you're going to protect him. Because I've seen you protect other sources before. So if this guy is legit, then he should be able to send you the tape or whatever, or even if he wants to call you personally and let you listen to the receipt, you know.
Okay, this is her, but she's not going to keep playing with me, because I'm going to go off. Hello? Because you done hung up, and I'm not going to keep playing these games. That's what I'm not going to do. Right. I'm not going to play
games.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had to call my boss because I am a paralegal. I work in a lawyer's office, so I had to call my boss and ask for his advice. That's why I hung up. However, he said he advised me not to send a recording, but I am going to send you my lease, and I'm going to send you pictures of my apartment. That's what I
send them now. I'm going to send them now, girl. Send them now. Send them now. We're not talking no more until you send them. Send them now. Send them now, because I'm feeling like you're playing in my face. Send them now. Send them now. I'm not talking to her until she sends me something. 832-1354.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand. So I've been listening to this whole conversation this whole time. And to me, I feel like Trey wrote a check that his ass can't cash. That's why he cannot provide the receipt that he's supposed to provide. I just feel like, first off, you got into somebody else's business. That's blood. If they have an issue, let them have their issue. You shouldn't be speaking up for your friend to where you put your own livelihood, your job on the line, and you over here blasting a whole woman who you know have a way bigger platform to come for you. Of course Tasha is not going to sit there and send, of course Tasha's not going to go out there and, you know, beat your ass herself. She's going to send somebody for you because she has something that she, you know, that she can't afford to lose. Why would I want to sit there and lose my whole, you know, platform for you? You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody know who you look like, Trey. Don't nobody know, anything about you. You're not providing the proof that we are looking for. You sitting here bashing this woman. You asked for that ass whooping. You asked for somebody to come beat your ass, because if it was anybody in the street, they'll be beating your ass for saying all the shit that you said, because everything to us is just alleged. So you're going to have to provide some more receipts for people. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, caller. I'm waiting on these receipts, because my thing is I'm not here to play games. You know what I mean? I'm just not
like,
here
for
to
real.
Be.
It's getting really ridiculous, because I mean, you call. He's just been calling time after time after time. Talking about, I'm speaking up for my cuz. I'm speaking up for my friend. I'm speaking up for my friend. Let your friend speak. If regardless if he got an NDA or not, like whatever that thing is, let him talk when he's ready to talk. Because if he was gonna take Tasha to court, you making him look bad. Period. You work for a lawyer. And you know, and you think this is what we supposed to believe, like a lawyer, like you work in a lawyer's office. You should know better not to come to somebody else's platform, blast them, and do all that, and do what you're doing. It doesn't even make, none of this stuff is adding up. It's like common sense. If you know how to do things legally, then why didn't you just tell your friend?
But you're not going to use me to do it. That's
right.
When I start feeling it. That's when I start feeling some type of way.
And that's why everybody's so irritated, because it's like, okay, so basically you're going to try to bash another platform. You're going to bash Tasha, but then you're going to also use Armand and then, you know, make him look bad. So you basically bashing two people at the same time. Because, you know what I'm saying, it looks shady. We all know Armand legit don't like Tasha because he has his own experience with Tasha, and we can't take that from him. But you, Trey, you over here fighting for somebody else's experience that they had with Tasha, and you over here put your livelihood in jeopardy. You literally wanted that ass whooping. You asked for it. Because like I said, anybody in these streets, you would have been talking about my husband, my child, or whatever I do. You put my livelihood, my money, my bag on the line just so you can get on somebody's show that don't like me? Shoot. Yeah, I'm coming for you. I'm going to come for you.
I don't see no DM. So we're going to get to a couple of our callers. If I don't get what I'm looking for at the end of the night, we're going to wrap this call up. We're going to wrap this whole thing up, and we're going to move on. Thank you, caller. 919-7899. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I believe Trey. I have a cousin. I do. I have a cousin currently employed in the court system. I have an ex who's a retired detective, and yes, during an open investigation, any information regarding the investigation that is released can compromise it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, when my cousin was murdered like 8 years ago, I wasn't even permitted to call the detective. Calls were limited to my aunt and his sister. So that really does happen. Detectives want to have contact with people directly tied to the case, not too many outsiders. And as far as getting a new apartment, I'm a former property manager, and I have rented to people looking for an apartment in a last-minute situation. So, yes, that does happen.
Okay.
That does happen. So my thing is, stop being so judgmental, people. Just because it doesn't sound credible to you doesn't mean that it can't be true. So that's
okay.
All I have to say.
Well, thank you for that. Girl, this is some tea. This is really a lot. Because this man is saying that Tasha K is out here attacking him, harassing him, and he hung up again.
Armand,
are you here?
Yes. Armand, you know what? I just remembered something. Do you all remember that journalist that was going around and investigating her back, oh gosh, what, a few months back when all this Cardi stuff, I think, first popped off? And was going to the old neighborhood. And do you remember that he came out and stated, and it was actually police reports and things like that, that she had threatened, that she had had relatives call him and threaten him? Do you guys remember that?
Yes, Mr. Dennis Bryson.
Yes, that just came to my memory.
My thing is this, I just don't want nobody playing with me or using me.
Right. I agree.
And so
I
have to double think it. I have to double think it because it's the same person who has lied to me before when that Kaya situation happened. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't want to believe him because I've given him a lot. But my thing is, throw me a bone because you have not really proven all the way to be trustworthy.
Correct.
Give me something.
Correct.
I'm not going to air you out to 2,000 people.
Right. 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 But I'm just saying that, you know, I agree. We still, and Trey's agreed to send them to you.
Maybe I can get Mr. Dennis Bryson on the line. I still talk to him from time to time as well.
That would be good. That would be good. Because this is a pattern. This is a pattern of behavior. So some of this is very plausible. And if you know, Trey's right there, it's easy to reach out and touch.
But why does he keep hanging up then, Lisa?
I'm not saying it's all the way. I'm just saying
Dennis
it's plausible.
Byron. Mr. Dennis Byron, sorry.
Byron, yes, Byron. That is suspect. Like I said, this is what I think. This is just me and what I'm picking up. I believe there was contact. I believe there was threat. I believe that perhaps that, you know, Trey felt like he had to move. I'll go that far. I'm not sure about the rest of the cutting up the furniture and all that. That sounds a little bit too petty. And you know, I do see people in the chat saying, well, you're not supposed to be talking at all if it's an open case. That's very true as well. But I do believe that there was probably contact made. I'll go along with that all day, every day.
Okay, let me take this call. 678-9054, you're live on the air.
Oh, Armand. I want to agree and kind of disagree with some of the what the callers are saying. First of all, hello to Armand and everybody in the chat. So the thing is, I do agree with the male caller that said if you're going to come to somebody's platform and put out the information, you can't be defensive. Well, you can be defensive if you want to, but you can't be upset that we're asking common sense questions. Sometimes, this is what my granny told me, if it doesn't make sense, 9 times out of 10, it's a lie. I'm not saying what he's saying isn't plausible. However, I do record and I do live in Georgia. Georgia is a one-party consent state. So that means if Armand and I are on the phone, I can record because I am a party to the conversation.
Right.
However, I cannot eavesdrop. Now, if you and Lisa are on the phone having a conversation, if I'm in the same room, I cannot legally record that conversation. That's eavesdropping, wiretapping.
Okay.
But if Trey was a party to that conversation, then he absolutely can share it with you. As far as the open investigation, I don't know how long Trey's been on internet, but there's a lot of open cases out here, and there's audio slinging north, left, everywhere. So if he's in Georgia and if he's a paralegal, then he should have known that he can play the recording if he's a party to the conversation.
Right.
It doesn't matter if Tasha didn't tell him that she's recording or not. He's a party. So therefore, he has consent to have and distribute. Now, the bigger problem that I have with him is if his best friend of 14 years is possibly going to sue her, why in the world would he be out here to the public telling all of this, telling anything at all? Wouldn't that be hurting his friend's case?
To me, I'm convinced this is a lie. I still don't have any receipts.
And I feel like he's trying to use you, and you were the first thing, oh, well, let me go to Armand because I know Armand will pick it up. But I think he underestimated Armand's audience. We're not stupid. We're free thinkers. But
at the same time, I feel like there's something there, but this is something that's been kind of blown out of proportion. It's something
there.
Yeah,
embellishment. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree. If his apartment was trashed, what ongoing case? You call the police. You have no proof that she sent people over there to do that, or I don't know if he said he had proof. He doesn't have proof that she sent people to his house. So if you're coming to a blog or a vlog to tell your story, then why not share at least one photo?
Right.
Now, understand, we are the public, and we don't have to have that information because it's really none of our business. But you brought this story to us, so therefore I feel like we have a right to speak about it. And him being defensive and wanting to curse everybody out is crazy. You brought this here. We didn't ask you for this. So stop playing. If you talk about, you know, you a paralegal, stop playing because you know you can play that conversation. Hell, send it to me. I'll send it to Armand and I'll play it. Okay.
All right. We're going to take a couple more and then we're going to get out of here because I'm not going to be playing this game. 610-9641, you're live on the air.
Yes. Hey, Armand. I'm just curious about this person that calls because I've heard the same person on several shows. Like, the same person called your show before Dragon Kaya and then was calling Kaya's show Dragon T.S. Madison and then was calling T.S. Madison's show. Like, calling everybody's shows Dragon each other. So I'm like, is this like a actor or something? Like, what's going on?
Right.
And then the one time when you had that guy on your show that said he liked transgenders, the same caller called and said it was a woman and didn't get why the person liked transgenders and now it's supposed to be a gay man. Like,
and now it's
a
gay man. Right.
Yeah.
Now he's a gay man. Right. I never forgot that he was first because
yeah,
remember
not,
I asked him if he was transgender.
Like,
and remember he said that he was a
news.
Woman.
Yes. The voice is very distinctive. I remember that person. I think it's all just made up.
Thank you. All right, you all. So let me take maybe a couple more that we're going to wrap it up because I'm going to go have me a cocktail, honey. 323, I'm not deleting the live because it's still a tea time live. I might change the title, but I ain't deleting live. Because y'all going to want to come back and see how this played out. 323-0719. Not ready. 678-7095.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Well, Amon, I live in Georgia, and I had the same problem at work where I had a coworker who was plotting to get me fired. So I recorded the conversation, and I went to the police officer to ask, can I play this? He said, what are they talking about you? I said, yes. He said, well, you have the authorization to play it because it's about you. So he can show that recording to anybody because it's about him. He's the victim. Do you understand?
Yes.
So it's like the reason he has not come to you with the receipts because he's trying to. He doesn't have them. I think it was just blown out of proportion where people were saying, oh, he's a liar. So he came up with some more BS to be heard and to get that sympathy vote so we can plead into that, oh, poor baby. You know what I'm saying? And if she did call, when the hell Tasha K had some goons?
Thank you, caller. We're going to wrap it up here. But listen, let me tell you something. We're going to end this chat because I got shit to do. We're keeping the live up.